Trump-backed Wisconsin candidate Michael Alfonso. GOP is favored to keep the House, Democrats running on full-blown Marxism. By Jasmine Jordan on June 20, 2026. Wisconsin 7th Congressional District candidate Michael Alfonso said on Breitbart News Saturday that voters want Congress to act and help make President Donald Trump's agenda longer lasting. Alfonso, who has President Trump's endorsement and is the son-in-law of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, told Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matt Boyle that it is pretty humbling to have Trump's support and that every day he is going to be working to make sure I live up to that endorsement. Trump stated in May, Michael Alfonso has been a winner all of his life, adding that he comes from a truly spectacular family and has his complete and total endorsement to represent Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Asked what he is hearing from voters while campaigning with his wife, Evita, Alfonso said people in the district want to see action and are frustrated that Congress is not giving President Trump the backup that he needs. Alfonso said Trump is doing an amazing job through executive orders and by closing our border, but added that voters are concerned that in 3 years, when Trump is no longer the president, some of that progress could be lost at the stroke of a pen. We still don't have the SAVE Act in law, Alfonso said, describing that and similar priorities as things that I'm going to be working very hard to get through. Boyle also asked Alfonso about Trump's reported negotiations involving Iran, the Strait of Hormuz, and Iran's nuclear program, noting that the issue has drawn both criticism and support. Alfonso said he is fully behind it. President Trump ran on being the president of peace, no more forever wars, Alfonso said. He got in, and we're going to be getting out. Alfonso contended that only President Trump could denuclearize Iran in this short time, while also keeping the country on track for lower gas prices, calling Trump's handling of the matter a masterclass of negotiation. He is the negotiator, Alfonso said of Trump, adding that anyone that really doubted him doesn't know President Trump. Discussing the Iran arrangement further, Alfonso described it as the beauty of this peace deal, while adding that it's not a true peace deal but just a memorandum of understanding. Alfonso said the understanding sends a message that if Iran plays ball and starts actually following some rules, they can be a part of this world economy, while saying that the United States is better off now than we were under the Biden administration. Boyle then turned to Democrats' campaign messaging around affordability, asking Alfonso about what he described as a pattern of Democrats running on affordability while pursuing left-wing policies after taking office. Alfonso called that message the great lie of the left wing for my whole lifetime. They keep telling you that they care about the middle class, Alfonso said, but their only pitch to the middle class is full-blown Marxism. Alfonso pointed to Wisconsin's fights during former Governor Scott Walker's tenure, saying the Walker recall effort marked the beginning of the Marxist attack in the state and describing the protests at the time as just riots to intimidate people. He also referenced the 2020 Black Lives Matter protests, saying there was destruction of property at a scale that we've never seen in the United States, while criticizing CNN for calling unrest fiery, but mostly peaceful. Alfonso warned that Democrats had moved toward full-blown Marxism, pointing to Zohran Mamdani and saying Democrats are offering voters policies such as an asset tax while claiming such measures would only target the rich. The choice is simple, Alfonso said. Do you want free market American conservative family values or do you want Marxism? On the 2026 midterms, Boyle said Republicans may have a chance to defy history and hold or expand their congressional majorities, despite the usual pattern of midterm backlash against the president's party. Alfonso said that while some media figures talk about a blue wave, the situation looks different when you actually get on the ground and talk to people. Alfonso, who said he was in a lineup for a parade during the interview, saying that voters understand Democrats as the party of seizing assets, boys and girls' bathrooms, and defunding the police. This is not a winning message, Alfonso said, contrasting Democrats with Republicans, whom he described as the party of free market, family values, and conservatism. Alfonso said he believes Republicans are well positioned going into November, telling Boyle, I really do think Republicans don't just have a shot at it, and adding that he sees the GOP as the favorite to keep the House. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.